Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As hurricane season reaches its peak, insurers are bracing for flood claims, yet data highlights another costly and persistent threat: non-weather water damage. Burst pipes, leaking appliances, and failed systems account for billions of dollars in annual losses, often intensified by storm-related evacuations, power outages, and weakened plumbing. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us today to discuss that and other trends in the market is Paul Vauquier, CEO of Beagle Services. Paul, welcome. It's so great to speak with you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Paul, why does non-weather water damage remain one of the costliest sources of property loss for insurers year after year?
There's a number of reasons for that, and data shows to a few large key items. One is there's just an aging infrastructure across the United States, and the plumbing in folks' homes tends to be something that is relatively often overlooked. The society has been conditioned so that when you open the faucet, you expect the water to come out. Very few people think about the journey that water took from its source at the utility or from the well through the system and then through your home to come out at that faucet. And that results in, you know, pressure changes, the water always looking to get out. And when you have an aging infrastructure, properties that can be vacant for periods of time, and a general wear on the system, non-weather water damage is the number one preventable cause of homeowners insurance claims in the United States year after year.
During severe storms, evacuations and power outages can disrupt normal monitoring and maintenance of facilities. Paul, how did these conditions create situations where undetected leaks escalate into major claims?
Anytime a property is vacant and there's an issue at the property with the plumbing, for example, as we're speaking about today, you have an increased likelihood of the water flowing for a longer period of time than it would otherwise be caught if somebody was in the property. So a small drip can turn into a larger leak, potentially a supply line that is, you know, just leaking into the property for sometimes days. And when you have vacant properties or folks that have been evacuated, strains on the system from pressure fluctuations, all of these challenges that occur during events, freeze events like we saw in Texas in 2021, and are starting to see throughout, you know, southern parts of the United States that haven't historically frozen, the infrastructure is not available or not present to be able to withstand such changes. And then you have the vacancy at the property kind of creating, you know, pun almost intended, of a perfect storm that results in an increased level of claims that are just a byproduct of the weather event.
What role does improper installation of leak detection or plumbing devices play in driving preventable losses? And how is Beagle Services working with insurers and policyholders to reduce those incidents?
That's a great question. Improper installation is a very big challenge, but the biggest challenge right in front of that is just getting the systems installed generally. So Beagle's focus is on helping customers reduce these non-weather water losses and being able to do so by preventing leaks. Now, the technology has existed for a long period of time now, many years, to help prevent this claim and this water loss. Now, the ability to install these systems at scale has become the challenge. And then once you can actually get them installed, the plumbing is relatively straightforward of the systems. It's the actual provisioning of the system to the Wi-Fi, for example, and then training the client on how to use the system so that they are aware of the different system settings and certain ways to make sure that they can live with something that will now shut their water off in the instance of a potential leak issue. So improper installation really can leave homeowners with a false sense of security, in that they believe the home is protected. The insurer believes the home is protected, but it's not. And then you can have circumstances where there is a system installed, if the homeowner even was able to get that friction point resolved, but then be able to actually, if there is a leak detected, ensure that the system is functioning properly to catch it and prevent or reduce the claim.
So why do carriers often end up covering expensive internal water losses even when homeowners assume flood protections apply?
Yeah, flood protections apply only to the weather-related flood events. And non-weather water damage as a kind of internal loss to the home from a internal water perspective, not a weather-related water perspective or tidal incursion or groundwater intrusion. When you have a leak, there are certain exclusions in policies. Some policies carve it out entirely. And that's becoming more in vogue in the high net worth property space, where you have an exclusion entirely in the E&S market, excess and surplus lines markets, for the non-weather water claims. More mass market mainstream carriers are now starting to dramatically sublimate the ability to pay for a claim for the client. So it'll be something, for example, like 25% of the coverage A value will be covered if there is a non-weather water loss event. Now, most policies will say that that event has to be sudden, meaning it has to be the result of a pipe burst or water overflowing from something that was an immediate issue that wasn't going undetected or known potentially by the client or the insured for a long period of time. So most policies will exclude small drips or seepage from the pipes that maybe has occurred for a month or 2 months, and then slowly over time is causing damage. So there are a lot of exclusions for the slow seepage of water into a property that might cause it to not be covered by the homeowner's policy. Similarly, the side effects of a small drip or a slow seepage leak like that can cause things like mold, which everybody understands how bad that is. And mold can sometimes be, and remediation of the mold may not be covered under the policy as well. So really what you're looking at is folks really needing to be educated around what the exclusions are within their policies, and kind of really understanding the differentiation between where the water's coming from that caused the claim. Was it an internal pipe burst or supply line leak, or was it a weather-related event?
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Well, speaking of the importance of education, in what ways can insurers collaborate with technology providers and policyholders to curb costly non-weather water losses? And how is Beagle partnering with carriers in this effort?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, Beagle is in a position where the technology has been generally accepted as beneficial. Now, there's varying, I don't want to say debate, but various people believe or don't believe in how effective the technology is, but they do generally accept that having something is better than not having anything. And in those instances, the carriers are sometimes simply saying you should have this on the property. Some are saying you should have, if you get a shutoff valve system installed, we will give you a premium discount. And some carriers are saying, you know, we will not write your policy unless you have an automatic water shutoff valve on the pipe. So Beagle really comes in and helps the homeowners and the carriers bridge that gap to make the properties insurable, or to remove the sublimates if the client has a valve installed on the house and then installed correctly, provisioned, and then the client trained on the system. So this is really one of those unique systems and kind of markets where everybody wins in this respect. So there's less water loss, which is good for the world. There is less water damage, which is excellent for the awful disruption that can cause the client. And then there's less claims paid by the carrier, which in turn, you know, over time and at scale reduces rates and creates a more insurable ecosystem. So it's really just continuous benefit down the value chain, and customers and insurers, it's one of those instances where they really can partner with the manufacturers and the service providers like Beagle to be able to provide a net good to the ecosystem by preventing this loss and really helping the homeowners and the whole, you know, economic chain.
And Paul, looking ahead, how might rising storm intensity and evolving weather patterns reshape how insurers approach the silent water risk?
That's a great question. And it was something that I hadn't anticipated when we started Beagle several years ago. And that is the increase frequency and severity of catastrophic loss events really can be solved for by the carriers adjusting rates and figuring out how to work with regulators on the creation of certain policy types that cover these types of damages. Also the reinsurance market having kind of a good reset in the last couple of years to more normalized rates. But when you think about the impact of the catastrophic losses, it really forces the hand to see where you can prevent loss. So you can't stop the next hurricane from coming, the next polar vortex that's going to freeze areas that haven't historically frozen, the next major convective storm, you know, an earthquake in areas like where I live in California, or wildfires more, you know, topical and more frequent. You have a desire to really capture and mitigate what you can control. And you can't control those cat loss events. What you can control is how prepared homeowners are for the ordinary and common events like non-weather water damage, as well as if there is a cat loss event, how the client's home can be better protected from things that are preventable, like the non-weather water damage. So that's really an interesting driver of the prevention in non-cat losses, is the cat losses increasing. So there's going to be a hurricane. It's going to be a wildfire. We know there's going to be leaks. Which of these three can we really dramatically mitigate against? Stopping the leaks.
And Paul, looking ahead for Beagle, anything new coming about that you're able to share?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, we're having a lot of fun, frankly, just really helping the clientele in the field. And one of the things that I'm always asked about is where we can go next. So Beagle has really continues to grow from a territorial distribution perspective. So we now have plumbers in the greater Detroit, Michigan area. We are launching Nashville imminently. So the continued territorial expansion is, to me, a demonstration of just how big the demand is for the professional expertise to come in and help install systems that prevent this loss cause and help solve leaks. Keeping clients in their homes and really providing a great service across the country. So continued territorial expansion and growth is one, and continued partnerships with carriers continue, just because the opportunity is so great to help the clients and provide great customer service and really help the entire ecosystem.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Paul, this has been fascinating, so informative, and it's been a pleasure. And I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. And I can get even more detailed if we want to dive in as deeply as we want on any of this stuff. And it's a real pleasure to speak with you. And thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to speak with you as well. That was Beagle Services CEO Paul Vauquier. For AM Best Audio, I'm Laurie Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day.
Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.